is a CGISN podcast, and my name is Jean-Tristan Bonnebo, and I am a researcher at the University of Wits in Johannesburg, South Africa. I have the privilege of chairing the findings from our study in Africa on APOL1 gene association with chronic kidney disease, or shortly named CKD. The association between APOL1 risk LLG1 and G2 and CKD have been well documented in African Americans. But continental Africans remain understudied. In African Americans, inheritance of two risk alleles confer a 3 to 4 times increased risk of progression to kidney failure in those with CKD. Despite the fact that APOL1 kidney risk allele originated in Africa, we are assumed to have undergone recent positive selection because they confer protection against African sleeping sickness. We have a little understanding of their contribution to kidney disease risk in African population. Our study aimed to understand APOL1 genotype distribution and association with biomarker of kidney disease in 4 African countries, namely Ghana and Burkina Faso from West Africa, Kenya from East Africa, and South Africa. This was cross-sectional population-based study, which include 10,800 adults, mainly with age between 40 and 60 years old. Participants were sourced from Augen study. Individuals were genotyped using the H3 Africa genotyping array, and APOL1 allele were imputed. Kidney disease was defined as the presence of albuminuria, low eGFR, or a composite endpoint including albuminuria and/or low eGFR. First, we show G1, G2 allele frequency were highest in West and South Africa compared to the East. Furthermore, G2 frequency compared to G1 were highest in South Africa. Secondly, we show APOL1 risk variants were associated with albuminuria, but not with low eGFR. The lack of association with low eGFR could be explained by the use of equation to estimate GFR that has a limited validity. Furthermore, many participants had well-preserved kidney function, and individuals with kidney failure had extremely limited access to appropriate care, which creates a survival bias as most with kidney failure die. Also, we did not find any significant interaction between established risk factors as diabetes, hypertension, and APOL1 risk allele. Lastly, we show a differential impact of homozygous G1 and G2 genotype on albuminuria. These differential effects are similar to those reported in the Dallas and Jackson R studies, but contradicts other studies in which genotype G1, G2, G2, G2 or G1, G1 have near equivalent genetic association. Limitation of a study is the cross-sectional design that precludes longitudinal follow-up, and therefore we could not confirm the diagnosis of CKD. Our study also has several strengths. As part of our gene, the participants are very well characterized. The large population-based sampling frame is the first of this kind in Africa to study the association between APOL1 and kidney disease. And we include multiple ethnic groups from countries at different stages of the health and epidemiological transition in West, East, and South Africa.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition, or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.